93.1 FM, 792 medium wave and online. BBC Radio 4.
It's 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 28th of April. Welcome to The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Foyle with Brian Kernaghan.
And Theresa Craig. The headlines this morning. The family of OMA student Enda Dolan criticised the jail sentence handed down to the drink driver who killed him.
To mow down a young man, to drive on and only get 3.5 years prison sentence just is a joke.
We'll speak to Enda's grieving father, Peter, later in the programme. And work has stopped on a multi-million pound extension at McGee after the building firm went into administration. Eric White has the sport.
Alan McManus is through to a first World Snooker semi-final since 1993, and Atletico Madrid defeat Bayern Munich 1-0 in their Champions League semi-final first leg.
Also this morning, anger as retired South Yorkshire police officers are told to be proud of their work despite the findings of the Hillsborough inquest, and why a cancer charity is now encouraging the use of controversial e-cigarettes. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Foyle on digital, online, FM and medium wave. Eve Blair has the news.
The construction company responsible for the building of a new teaching block at the McGee campus of Ulster University has been placed into administration. Work on the £11 million facility began last year. Anna Quigley reports.
Newton Abbey-based company T&D Kernaghan had been tasked with building the facility at the campus on the Northland Road. However, the company ran into financial difficulties and has been placed into administration.
Let's get the sport with Eric.
Good morning. Alan McManus has beaten four times champion John Higgins 13-11 at the World Snooker Championship in Sheffield. It means McManus is into his first world semi-final since 1993. Marco Fu held off a valiant fight back from Barry Hawkins in the other quarter-final last night before eventually winning by the same scoreline. In the Champions League, Atletico Madrid take a narrow lead into the second leg of their semi-final against Bayern Munich next week. The Spanish outfit beat Pep Guardiola's side 1-0 at home. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he doesn't need to tell his players the importance of their Europa League semi-final. They play the first leg against Villarreal tonight, and Klopp says they've already proved their hunger for the competition. And the surprise defeat of star chaser Cue Card in the Punchestown Gold Cup in Ireland has been put down to the effects of a long season. The odds-on favourite finished fourth behind Carlingford Lock and will now be rested ahead of a return next season.
Now the prices on Tuesday in Rathfrieland. Hoggets sold for 308 to 360 pence per kilo. Spring lambs there 381 to 414 pence per kilo. Yesterday at Ballymena Market, hoggets 250 to 340 pence per kilo. And the spring lambs there 370 to 526 pence per kilo.
Elaine Mitchell with the Farming News.
It's now 8 minutes to eight. Django Lane. Dodgy moves, I can tell
you. I knew you were a fan.
On, not me, excuse me. Dodgy moves in the studio this morning, and I have to say, that went on a wee bit longer than we'd usually play.
Well, we
song,
had to hear the whoa bit, didn't we?
That was about you enjoy the most. Some of us might remember that 80s disco classic, but for those of us who aren't old enough to remember Neon and Leg Warmers, and I'm just talking about Brian there, Tarzan Boy was made famous by Derry pop star Baltimore. The singer who was better known as Jimmy McShane died in 1995. Now, would you believe 21 years after his death, the song looks set to storm the charts again. Maeve Quigley is the Daily Mirror's features editor. And Maeve, I would doubt you're old enough to remember Baltimore.
I would definitely say not, but that would be a lie, Teresa. I would like to believe not, but no, I was around at the time, yes.
Did you know him?
I didn't know him now. Like, I have to say that Jimmy came back to Derry in the early 90s, and he would have been somebody who was, you know, you would have seen him in the Guido a bit, and One of my friends yesterday was saying that she remembers him doing karaoke brilliantly, like, and he was still a brilliant singer.
No matter how devastated you feel, you have to put a brave face on, pull yourself together and go out. I'm just devastated and heartbroken. I was lucky, really lucky, in that I had a brilliant relationship with Enda. We were very, very close. I always knew I did, and I was always thankful that I did. And, you know, he would have talked to his friends about how well he got on with me. And sometimes I think I'm always almost being punished for that. If I hadn't have known my son so well and got on with him so well, it might nearly be easier to cope with him not being here now.
Listening to that is Enda's father, Peter Dolan. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Well, Peter, that was your wife, Niamh, clearly still grieving. Does it ever get any easier?
No, it doesn't. It's just we have to take one day at a time and try and keep going. We have four other kids at home and we have to keep the head up and try and remain positive as best we can under the circumstances, but it's not easy.
There are brothers and sisters there also missing. And we've seen the photographs in this morning's paper of Niamh and your young daughter, one of your daughters, Devla. Their heartbreak, Peter, is evident. What was taken away from you the night that Enda was killed?
Well, Enda was a kind, gentle, full of life young man. He was hardworking. He was dedicated to everything he did. He had a great sense of humour, and he was loved by people of all ages. And, you know, we have lost that, and we miss that. And it's heartbreaking for us as parents, and it's also heartbreaking for his sister and his brothers, you know, and the wider family circle as well. It's just hard to take in.
And then on top of that, I suppose there has been this lengthy enough court process. You were in court yesterday. How did you feel when you heard the sentencing?
Well, I suppose we felt let down. It's taken a year and a half to get to court, to get to that stage, despite the driver being caught red-handed. There's a number of things that just, you know, it just can't work out. You know, a guy is three times over the limit with traces of drugs in his system. I mows down a young man in his prime walking on a footpath, carries him on the bonnet of the car for 800 metres, throws him off in the middle of the road and gets 3.5 years in prison. You know, where's the justice in that?
Good morning.
Stand clear. It's that man again.
Good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Michael Bublé and Hollywood. Our telephone number is 030 30 80 55 55. The text number is 81771 81771. There's a text message here, Janet, but it's addressed to you. It says, good morning, Janet. Papa was a Rolling Stone. I think that's a request this person would like to hear. Oh, it's Heathen Stephen, by the way, Janet. Heathen Stephen would like to hear Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. Failing that, he says, what about Stardust by Nat King Cole? Heathen Stephen was the person who requested Jimmy Justice singing Spanish Harlem, and we sort of poo-pooed it, maybe unfairly. And that's why we've gotten out to the situation where we're playing Mamas and the Papas, Spanish Ireland. Because Jimmy, there's no real difference in Jimmy Justice and Ben E. King. But anyway, he says I don't mind anyway. He says, I don't care anymore about Jimmy Justice. Don't sweat about it. He says, don't worry about it. So you know, it's gone to the Temptations and Papa Was Rolling Stone, or indeed Stardust by Nat King Cole. And I was talking about sterilised milk yesterday, and Philip rings. He says, I can sympathise with you about that milk. Oh, it was horrible, wasn't it, Philip? Philip said he used to live in Gibraltar and they only could get long life milk there. Why was that, I wonder? Why did they not have ordinary milk in Gibraltar? He said it was absolutely horrible. Horrible. He ended up taking his tea black. Oh, I know exactly. I'd rather black tea than tea with that sterilised milk in it.
The police are hunting for a sex attacker after a woman was raped at a popular beauty spot on the Armagh-Tyrone border. The attack happened at Peatlands Park, and our reporter Gordon Adair is there for us now. Gordon, tell us what's the latest here?
Well, what we know is that the woman was walking her dog about early afternoon yesterday in broad daylight here at Peatlands Park when she was attacked by an unknown man. He raped her and then made his escape on what the police believe was a black mountain bike. As soon as the crime was reported, there was a major police operation put in place. There was a helicopter used as in support of the officers on the ground, but so far they have not been able to catch the attacker.
This is clearly a worrying development, both for the people who run the park and, Gordon, those who use it.
Absolutely. I mean, the Peatlands Park, it's a beautiful location. It has a little train ride around the park, which is very popular with children, although it hasn't been running this past year. But it attracts hundreds of visitors from all over the country and is very popular with joggers, dog walkers, people doing exactly what this unfortunate woman was doing yesterday. And an incident like this is going to be a great cause for concern. I spoke to a local councillor who lives just a few minutes' drive from here, and he told me that he has been inundated with phone calls and texts from people who are, as the news filters out, are finding, you know, very shocked and disturbed by what's going on.
It is just coming up to 11 minutes past one on BBC Radio 4. And e-cigarettes have been hailed as the answer for people who want to stop smoking. But there's been controversy and debate over how safe and effective they are as a substitute for the traditional cigarette. Now, a report by the Royal College of Physicians has concluded that electronic cigarettes are likely to be beneficial to UK public health. Dr. Caroline Harper is from the Public Health Agency. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Harper.
Good afternoon.
So what do you make of these findings then?
I think the report explains again the importance of people stopping smoking. It says very clearly smoking is bad for your health, and we would therefore encourage people to stop. Where there's concern from our point of view is if people simply switch from smoking to using e-cigarettes on a long-term basis. We do not have enough evidence at this stage to know whether or not long-term use is safe.
Tony, you're Tony the taximan, aren't you, Tony?
That's correct, yeah, I'm Tony with Taximan.
Good on you. Tony, it's important. Look, I've seen these things many times. Listeners might be hearing this for the first time. Just take us through what happened here.
Well, I got a phone call from a guy called Stephen. He said his name was Stephen. And he turned on and said that I had a problem with my Sky router. It was showing that it was sending out a virus from my computer. And he asked me if I was the account holder, which I replied yes, because I was just interested in where he was going with it. And then he asked me to turn on my computer, where then I then stopped him and said, are you from Sky? And of course he said, yes, I am, sir. Mm. So and then I asked him, how do you know I've got a Sky router? And he turned around and he said, because it's showing that the virus is coming from your computer. And I said, oh, OK. But I was laughing inside myself because I've got a BT router.
Yes.
So with that, then I turned around and said, OK, but how do you know I've got a Sky router? And he turned around and he says, well, what kind of router have you got? And I turned around and I said, do you know my name? And he said, yes, I do. And I said, well, what's my name then? And as soon as that happened, the phone went dead.
Well, today let's hear from the very person at the heart of this all, Jenny O'Donnell from Derry City Anstraban District Council, is the project officer for the museum. Jenny, good afternoon to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
Good to have you in. Listen, we reported yesterday in the broadest terms, Jenny. The public notice says there will be galleries, there will be educational spaces. Can you put a little bit more meat on the bones for me?
Right. Well, first of all, this will be a museum visitor attraction. So it will be full of artefacts which will be animated in a way which has never been done before. What we want to do is bring the maritime stories really to life within this building. So there will be a series of galleries leading visitors through a history of the foil.
Now it's time to talk about the jazz again, and from one Derry legend to another, live in studio with his son Paul on our resident old Yamaha piano, Mr. Gay McIntyre. Moment that you and I have talked about it years ago, and it always stuck in my head, when Nat King Cole, the greatest singer of them all for many of us, for me, there's nobody better, not Reeves, not anything.
No, I'm the same.
And he sits you down, it was in Belfast, I think, and says, right, young fella, Opera House, come with me, you'll make more than a night with me in the States, you're making a year back here. And you refused him. Does that ever play on your mind in terms of what could have been down a different road?
It does in a way, but I was more interested in playing football with the fellas up around the Brandywell and, you know, being constantly kicked instead of being lauded by Nat King Cole. You got some young fellas just knocked you in against the wall and you weren't too good to try and play your fiddle that day. You see, I started out on the fiddle.
Yeah.
And stayed on that, on the fiddle all the time.
Do you ever regret it?
Not going? If I could have picked the year that I would have wanted to be there, I would certainly say I regret that, missed that. But as for the rest of it, I wasn't keen on America at all.
No, but he asked you. You didn't ask him.
No, he sent...
He set you down.
He sent two guy's about 7 foot high, and they said, Mr. Cole wants to see you. And the way they said, wants to see you, you know, and I thought to myself, what a guy with this guy money or something. And he said, as soon as I stepped through the door of his dressing room, he said, what age are you? I said, 18.
18.
He says, perfect. I says, perfect for what, Mr. Cole? For you to come to America, I'd take you to America. Now, everything will be taken care of. We'll make sure you have one of our family or a couple of them, that you stay with them.
Chaperones.
I said, because I could buy you any amount of hotels in the morning. He said, but I'm not interested in doing it. I don't want to see you lonely if you do come. Yeah. I never took it up.
Never did it. Paul, just before bringing Jacqueline from council, you're zooming there like an aircraft.
Oh, yeah, no. One of his major problems with my father told me about that was the fact that he had fear of flying. And so that was, you know, how do you travel across America and across around the world? Oh, we fly everywhere. So my dad didn't want to fly, so it was a big problem as well for him.
You're quite right, Paul, but the other important bit was this. Two hoteliers who ran down the south, ran hotels, they were pals of mine. We were all around the same age. And they and I, we had applied for tickets from Aer Lingus. And whatever happened, only two tickets arrived for three people.
Yes.
So I said, look, there's no good in losing the money. I'd do, odd man out stays. My odd man stayed. I was the odd man out. And next day I was walking through Dublin, open the evening press, right across it. Plane crashes on the Isle of Wight, nobody saved.
Oh, gay.
Simple as that.
I never knew that.
No, I never got on a plane for
years.
10 years.
The Coral, getting us started on the show this afternoon with In the Morning, and you're very welcome to the show. Let me know how your day is going so far. 0 30 30 80 55 55 is the number to call. You can also text through on 81771, and you can email on stephen.macaulay@bbc.co.uk. Loads of great stuff on the way today between now and 5 o'clock. We've got a bit of classical music for you after 4 p.m. I'm going to play something from the new Ruth McGinley CD. So we're going to have that after 4. We will also have a quiz teaser question around about the same time. We will have more from our featured artist, Glenn Campbell, and it's been lovely playing Glenn Campbell's music on the show this week. And thank you very much indeed for your own reminiscences about seeing him live and one thing or another. So if you've got any more, then feel free to let us know about them today. And of course, we will be continuing with our theme. Our theme is song and dance, and we're looking for your suggestions of song titles or song lyrics with references to song and dance in them. And as always, if it is the lyrics, do quote the line so we can let everybody else know where you're taking it from. And of course, it's Thursday, so that means we're going to take a film preview with Brian Henry Martin.
Captain, while a great many people see you as a hero, there are some who'd prefer the word vigilante.
So there's a clip from one of the films we're going to be discussing. We're going to be looking at Captain America, Civil War. We're also going to be looking at Demolition. And we're going to be looking at a really interesting film called Son of Saul. There's been an awful lot of talk about that film in recent weeks. So looking forward to hearing what Brian Henry Martin thought about that a little bit later on in the programme. And of course, if there's any movies out there that you've seen that you would recommend or that you absolutely detested and you want us to avoid, then just give us a call or text through on 81771. And don't forget, our theme this week is song and dance. We're going to get over to that theme right after this one.
The news at 4 with Amanda Williams. The police are stepping up patrols at a beauty spot in Dungannon where a woman was raped yesterday. The victim was attacked in Peatlands Park. Her attacker is described as in his 20s and about 6 feet tall. He was wearing dark clothing and a high-vis jacket. Detective Inspector Lynn Knox is appealing for information.
To reassure the public, we have increased patrols within that area. I do believe this time that it's an isolated incident based on the facts that we have at present, but obviously we will continue to monitor and review the situation.
The Labour Party has suspended the former Mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, in the deepening row over claims of anti-Semitism. Mr Livingstone had defended a colleague, Naz Shah, who was suspended over an online post suggesting Israelis be relocated to the United States. He'd also claimed Hitler supported Zionism before the Holocaust. Stephen Pollard from the Jewish Chronicle called the comments despicable.
It's beyond sickening, really.
Jeffrey Lewis and the Bolts, and a track taken from the album Manhattan, which came out at the end of last year. That track is called Out of Town. And the reason that I'm playing it tonight is because Jeffrey Lewis is on his way, along with the Bolts, to play at the Distorted Perspectives Festival in Letterkenny. And he's playing tomorrow night. He's going to be in the Regional Cultural Centre from 8 p.m, along with BC Camplight and loads of others as well. And we're going to be looking at the Distorted Perspectives Festival on the programme tonight. I'll be chatting to Paul Brown, the man behind the Distorted Perspectives Festival, and also Christian Donaghy from Autumns. Autumns are going to be playing there. There's great bands playing this week. Hookworms are playing, Twin Cranes are playing, and it's just going to be fantastic. So we'll be finding out a little bit more about that. On the show tonight, we've got brand new music from Figure of Eight. We have brand new music from Jealous of the Birds. We've brand new Deerhoof. We've brand new Cooley music tonight. We've got some music from Free Time. We've got some Slow Place Like Home on the show tonight. So loads of great stuff. But I'm delighted to introduce a brand new band to you on the show tonight. At last, we have a band called Touts. Grass up on Touts, tell everyone you know about them because they are pure punk rock, scratchy, breezy and gone in the blink of an eye. This is could have come straight out of the 100 Club in 1977. Let me introduce the band to you. We've got Matthew Crossan on lead guitar and vocals. We've got Jason Feenan on drums and Micheál Salmon on bass. And I'm going to play their debut single. It was recorded with Rocky O'Reilly and this one is called Marty. This is Touts.
Ruth McGinley, pianist, from the album to be released next month. It's called Reconnection. And what a beautiful player she is. She started to play the piano at the age of 2 and, of course, was BBC Young Musician of the Year 1994. I recommend it, this album. It's a delight. Ruth McGinley, Reconnection. And as regards the tango by Astor Piazzolla, and Ruth, I notice, credits the piano as well on the album, a credit to the Arts Council of Northern Ireland for the use of the Steinway. But the sadness of that piece of music reminds me a little of a piece of fado music, Portuguese fado singer Maritza. So I'd like to follow that with Ha Uma Musica de Povo, the opening track of her 2008 album Transparente. And the lyric put to music is by the great Portuguese poet Fernando Pessoa. And let me read you a little of the English translation here. There's a song of the people. Hearing it, there's a new rhythm. It's a simple melody. So soothing, this sad song, that my soul no longer weeps, and somehow I sing.
Do povo, nem sei dizer se é um fado que ouvindo há um ritmo novo no ser que tenho guardado, ouvindo a sua quem seria se desejar fosse ser. É uma simples melodia das que se aprendem.